Welcome to Kids Corner Bible Stories, listening and learning God's big story. Today, the story of Naaman.
This story isn't my story, but it's incredible to see how God used one moment to change another person's life. It's the story of my master, Naaman. He was the army commander of the king of Syria, a man who was essential to the king and highly respected. That's because the Lord had helped him win the battle over Syria's enemies. Let me start back at the beginning. I wasn't always a servant. I used to live in Israel. Then, years ago, bands of Syrian soldiers attacked Israel, and on one of those raids, they captured me and took me back to Syria, where I became a maid to Naaman's wife. Even though I was now enslaved, I still had my faith in God. I also had compassion for my master. Naaman had leprosy, an awful skin disease. He suffered more and more as the disease became worse.
My wife, my love, I don't want you here seeing me like this.
Please, don't speak like that. I'm not going anywhere.
I've led tens of thousands of men to victory in countless battles for Syria. But even with all my wealth and power, I can't do anything against this unseen enemy that makes me look like a monster. All these red blotches all over my skin, and it's almost like I cannot feel anything anymore. My hands, my fingers, my toes, and everyone's afraid of me. I cannot even touch the ones I love. Worried that they might get this cursed leprosy too.
If only we could find some remedy, some cure.
My lady, may I speak?
Yes, please do.
Maybe there is something we can do.
Go on, please, tell me.
If only my master would go and see the prophet who lives in Samaria, he would heal my master of his skin disease.
What? Can this be true?
What's happening? Child, what have you said to upset my wife?
She says there is a prophet in Samaria who can heal you.
A mighty prophet? Which god do you serve? Rimmon? Baal? Asherah?
None of those. Master, I worship the one true God.
He wants to travel miles into the enemy territory in search of a prophet?
Naaman has heard news of a cure. He doesn't have many options.
We'll see what the king thinks of this news from an Israelite serving girl.
Naaman, are you sure? Why go to Israel?
This girl from Israel tells me she knows about a prophet among her people who can cure anyone with leprosy.
The Israelites have been our enemies. It could be a trick to capture you.
Please, my king. Their God is my only hope.
Then go. Let us see if this news is trustworthy. I will write a letter to King Jehoram of Israel. Take your best men and chariots and be prepared to leave immediately. You, and you, draw from the treasury 10 talents of silver and 6,000 shekels of gold, and some of our finest robes and anything else that can reward anyone who heals my general. Now go.
Yes, my king.
Thank you, my king.
I pray this God of the Israelites can cure you.
King Jehoram, the Syrian commander Naaman requests an audience with you.
The king of Syria sent his most important commander all this way? And you left him waiting?
But my king...
He is my enemy! Is he planning an attack? Will his troops arrive soon to besiege our city?
He has come with only a few of his men. His servants have great gifts, and he sent this letter from his king.
Well, what does it say? Read it to me.
It says, With this letter, I am sending my servant Naaman to you so that you may cure him of his leprosy.
This man sends me a leper to heal? Am I God? Can I kill people and bring them back to life? Why does he send someone to me to be healed of his skin disease? He must be trying to pick a fight with me. Ah!
Oh, my king, it is not a trick. I have seen the man for myself. He came here first because you are the king. The prophet that he searches for lives under your rule.
But Elisha, I've been sent here by the royal court to tell you what happened. I've never seen our king so frightened. He even tore his royal robes when he heard Naaman's letter.
You must take back this message to King Jehoram, saying, "Why have you torn your robes? Why are you so afraid? Tell the man to come to me. Then he will know there is a prophet in Israel."
Are you the prophet, Elisha?
I am his servant, Gehazi. The prophet says, go wash yourself in the Jordan River 7 times. Then your skin will be healed. You will be pure and clean again.
Commander.
Why couldn't he come out here and talk to me? I was sure Elisha would come out to me. I thought he would stand there and pray to the Lord his God. I thought he would wave his hand over my skin. Then I would be healed. And what about the Abana and Paphar rivers of Damascus? Aren't they better than all the rivers of Israel? Couldn't I wash in the rivers of Damascus and be made pure and clean? Ha! Away! Why Elisha wouldn't meet me at his door and see me. I've come far across the mountains and brought gifts to his king. Yet he refuses to come out and even speak to me himself. Washing in this muddy river, that's how he answers me.
Why won't he even try? Why won't he listen? Commander, you are like a father to us. What if Elisha, the prophet, had told you to do something complicated or challenging? Wouldn't you have done it?
But he only said, wash yourself, then you will be cured. You should be even more willing to do that.
Master, I worship the one true God.
One. Two.
He's doing what Elisha said.
Three. Four.
7 times. The prophet said to wash in the river 7 times.
Five. Six. Seven. What? How can this be? Look at me! Thank you! Thank you, God!
This is amazing!
He's cured, I can't believe this! Israel!
Elisha, now I know there is no God anywhere in the world except in Israel. So please accept a gift from me.
I serve the Lord. You can be sure that he lives. And you can be just as certain that I won't accept your gift.
I can see that you won't accept my gift. But please let me have some soil from your land. Give me as much as a pair of mules can carry. Here's why I want it. I won't ever bring burnt offerings and sacrifices to any other god again. I'll bring them only to the Lord. I'll worship him on his own soil. But there is one thing for which I hope the Lord will forgive me. Occasionally, my master will enter the temple to bow down to his god, Rimmon. When he does, he'll lean on my arm. Then I'll have to bow down there also. I hope the Lord will forgive me for that.
Go in peace.
Naaman returned home to a place where false gods were worshipped everywhere. He always wanted to remember the true God who healed him. Naaman would build an altar on the soil from Israel and make an offering to the one true God. Now remember the beginning of the story? That young servant girl started it all by deciding to speak up. She said something out loud. How often do we think what we offer doesn't have much value? Or how often do we keep quiet about our faith because we worry others might make fun of or ignore us? Next time, think about what to do when it's time to speak up. Let's pray we have the same courage and faith as this young woman. If you would like to read more about Elisha the prophet or more of this story, check out chapters 2 through 14 in the book of 2 Kings. The book is in the Old Testament section of your Bible.
Listen to more stories like these at kidscorner.net. Kids Corner is a production of Reframe Ministries.